Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 357, Shin Nun Zayin, as we continue in Bechukosai. The next three mitzvos, as we get towards the end, the next three mitzvos are related to charamim, related to another way of being makdish something. Usually I use the language of makdish, lahakdish. I want this to be a karbon. But there is another mechanism in halacha called a cherem. Says the Torah, in the end of Bechukosai, Perachav Zayin, Pasachav Ches. Ach kol cherem asher yacharim ish lashem, any cherem that a person wants to be machrim. It's hard to translate that. Just means a cherem. A cherem is another way to be makdish. Any cherem that a person wants to be machrim to Hashem, mikol asher lo, anything. Me adam uvehema umisteach uzaso. He could do that, and from an animal, from a person, lo yimacher v'lo yigael, it cannot be sold, it cannot be redeemed. Kol cherem kodesh kadashim hu lashem. All cherems are kodesh lashem. Kol cherem asher yacharam min ha'adam lo yipadeh. It shall not be redeemed. Mos yumas. Right, we'll have to see what exactly that means. But these are the psukim. There are three mitzvahs related to these psukim. Today is the mitzvah asay that is related, and that is if somebody makes a cherem, they have to give it to Hashem. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi already quotes that if I specify I want to give a cherem to the bedek habayis, I want to give cherem, meaning I want to give this, I want to give a table to the bedek habayis. I want to, but you use the lashon of cherem, so you have to give the table to the Beis HaMikdash. But that's if you specify. What if you don't specify? I want this, I'm machrim this. So where does it go? Two choices. Nechleku Rabboseinu Bedavar, says Rashi. Machlokas Tanoim, Yesh Omrim, Stam Charamim LaHekdesh. Some say that you don't specify, then it goes to the Beis HaMikdash, it goes to Hekdesh, meaning Bedek HaBayis, it goes to temple upkeep. It says in Parshas Korach, you the Kohanim should get charamim. That's only Becharmei Kohanim, where somebody specifies, I want to make a cherim to the Kohanim. If somebody says, Hareza cherim lekohen. But v'yesh amru, but others say no. The burden of proof is on Hekdesh, meaning stam charamim or lekohanim, like the pasuk says there in Parshas Korach. And it says, lo yimacher v'lo yigael, you can't sell it or redeem it, eli yinasin lekohen, you have to give that item to the kohen. Good, so this is the mitzvah of charamim, and the next 2 days after that, we will get to the isser of lo yimacher v'lo yigael. But anyway, today we talk about the mitzvahs asay. Says the chinuch, ladun b'dinei charamim. Today, it's ladun. It doesn't specifically say there is a mitzvah, there is a chiyuv. It's just that once somebody promises to give something with a lashon of cherem, then they have to abide by the rules. Ladun b'dinei charamim, klomar. In other words, shekol mi shehechrim davar minachas of stam, if anybody is machrim from their possessions, without specifying what should be the destination, kigon sha'amar, tvar ploni mimashi yeshli ye cherem, this item should be cherem, she'i nasein oso darva lakoein. We paskin, says the chinuch, like the second opinion in Rashi, stam charamim lekohanim, she'ne'amar, as the pasuk says, al kol cherem she'yachrim ish lashem, ela imkein amar beferish, unless he explicates, she'hacherem ye lashem ol bedek habayis, she'kach amar zecherno lavracha, this is what Chazal say in Arachin, stam charamim lekohanim, based on the rayasam, based on what the pasuk says, kasadeh acherim lakohen tihia achuzaso. This is the mitzvah. There is only one mitzvah zaseh that is counted. One mitzvah zaseh that is counted. If you look in the language of the Rambam, in his Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, we know the Rambam has a couple of different countings of the mitzvos. The Rambam has his lengthy minyan mitzvahs, where he lists off the whole Sefer mitzvahs, but then also, besides that, and that's exactly parallel to, before every set of halachos, he has the koteret of the mitzvah, but before that, at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, he has what's called the minyan ha-katzar, the short list. And in the short list, it's a one-liner. It's a one-liner, and that's where the Ravid has his comments. We don't have any Ravids on Sefer HaMitzvahs. We have Rambans arguing with the Rambam. But Ravids we have on Minyan HaMitzvahs, on the Minyan HaKatzar. So if you look at the Minyan HaKatzar in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, in Kuf Mem He, which is the mitzvah I say that this Charamim is, the Rambam says, Ladun b'dine Charamim, mehem lashem u'mehem lakohen, to be involved and judge properly and act properly, all charamim. Some of them going to Lashem, those are the charamim, lubetek habayis, and some of them going to the kohanim, shenemar achol cheir b'chulu. So the mitzvah Samelach points out, Rabbi Simant, that interesting that the Rambam counts it as this as one big mitzvah. you might have thought that two questions he asks. Number one, you might have thought there should be two mitzvahs. It's two destinations. So if it's two destinations to the items, shouldn't it be two different mitzvahs? So what? It's the same mechanism, but it's two destinations. Doesn't that show that it is two separate ideas, that it should be two separate mitzvahs? And we see no. We see the answer is no. The Rambam seems to say that because the mechanism is the same, the destination is just secondary. Number one, this also relates to his other question, and that is, the charamim that go to Beit HaKabayis, isn't that just the form of a neder? The Rambam, and we have the chinuch already, count it elsewhere. There's a mitzvah of nedarim. Mitzvah of nedarim. And you have to fulfill your neder. And as an example of a neder,
everybody make it.
Is hekdesh. It's one example. So why is there a separate mitzvah of charamim if some charamim, at least, the part that go to the Beis HaMikdash, charamim lebet HaKabayis, that goes, that's just an example of a neder hekdesh. So again, the Mitzvah Melech says, you know what that points to? That the mechanism is unique. The mechanism of charamim is different than the mechanism of a neder, and that's why it's counted separately. And because the mechanism is so unique, but whenever you have the mechanism, then both that mechanism works the same way. Whether the destination is Beit HaKabayis, or whether the destination is Kohanim. So that's his ha'ara, that there are two types of charamim, but they're all counted the same because it's the uniqueness of the chayim. But he even brings a proof. Brings a proof from a brisker Rav. How do you know that the mechanism of Chayim is not just an example of a neder? It's a chalos bifnei atzmo, because, as we'll have later on in the chinuch of Hashem, the din of charamim only applies bisman shayovel noheg. Only when yovel is noheg. That's it. Hektish applies even when yovel is not noheg. It's not a good idea, we've said. You shouldn't be makdish things when yovel is not noheg, but it's still bad. Let's assume, achlokos bishonim, where they're yovelos during bayisheni. So during Bayasheni, there was obviously hektish, but there wasn't charamim. So that just shows, it points to the fact. The pshita, the stam hektish doeg avsheena yovel noeg. Umuchach, the chermi gavoa din miyuchad, v'lachen yitachen, the din zelo noma rak bezman shal yovel noeg. That just tips us off already that this is a different type of halachic mechanism, that it is noeg bezman, it is not noeg bezman, she'ein hayovel noeg. Good, let's continue. Says the chinuch after defining the mitzvah. Mishar she'a mitzvah. What's the hashkafa? What's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Lefi she Yisrael hu ha'am asher bachar hakel mikol shar abim la'avod aso. Hashem chose us to serve him. Ula hakir shmo, and to recognize his name. Ve'heim einam tachas memshelas mazalos asher cholak Hashem l'chol shar abim. We are not under the mazalos. And under the mazalos, we are directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval heim tachas yado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mibli yem solos malachu mazal. Not under a malach, not under a mazal, kamo shekasuv, ki chelak Hashem ha'yamo Yaakov nechal nachlaso. We have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukamo she'ata motzei kishagala mi Mitzrayim, shahaya neis kola kaluma. When he redeemed us from Egypt, that created this special relationship. Shehu ba'atzmo u'bechvodo. He himself came, hotziya misham. And he quotes the Haggadah. V'yavardi eretz Mitzrayim anim below malach, v'gezeko b'char anim below saraf. So it is he himself that has a special relationship with us. Just as an aside, we know the chinuch here is saying that we are not under the mazalos. The Ramban has a well-known entry in the end of Parashat Achremos where he says this applies especially in Eretz Yisrael. V'ha'inyan, the Ramban says there, ki Hashem ha'nechbad bara hakol, v'sam koach ha'tachtonim ba'alyonim. Hashem created all the different forces and powers. V'nasan ha'kol am va'am ba'artzo sam l'goyehem kochav u'mazol yadua. Every nation of the world has a koach, has a mazol. V'zeo shenemar, asher shcholak Hashem lokecho sam l'chol ha'amim. V'chulu v'chulu, and he continues, Greece, and he doesn't say it, but America, and Italy, every nation, like we know, the Sar of Esav, Aval, Eretz Yisrael, Emsoas Hayishuv, Hinachlas Hashem, Yuchedes Lishmo, Lo Nosan Aleha Min Amalachim, Katzin Shoter Moshel, Banchiloos Alamo Miuchad. When he gave it to us, yes, the Chinuch says we have a special relationship, but that ultimate relationship, says the Ramban, is in Eretz Yisrael. Kili skula mikol amim, kili kol aretz. They're connected. Kidish ha'oma yoshev ba'artzo b'kedushas arayos. He talks about all the mitzvahs. That's where the Ramban says that the Avos only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Yaakov, Rachel had to die before going back. That answers a number of the questions with in the sugya of Avos be mekayim all the mitzvos before it was given. But the Ramban says that's only in Eretz Yisrael, but the chinuch here is generalizing it. There's obviously a special connection between all Jews. Ein mazol Yisrael, Chazal say. There's an interesting ritva in Tainus on Daf Chavtes where the ritva says, Ein mazol Yisrael, but that doesn't really apply in Adar and in Av. Because we know there is mazel in Adar and Av. The Shulchan Aruch even talks about it. That there's we should go into business. We should expect good things in Adar. And Av, a little more in the opposite way. But in general, what the Chinuch says is that there is a special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and every Jew. Being given that, lochein, b'chol eis hayos Yisrael machzikim b'taraso, umis atrim b'avodaso, whenever Jews are following his path, lo tanuach b'em rak tova v'shefa bracha v'ruch v'diva v'taratis b'chem. We're going to get all shefa brachas, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he wants to give us good things when we are following him. V'hahefich, the opposite, v'hi am'er v'cherem, cherem literally means a curse. Like Cherem D'Rabbeinu Gershom, we're all familiar with. What does it mean, Cherem D'Rabbeinu Gershom? Somebody's put in Cherem, right, in the days of the Gemara, Shamta. Shamta, somebody's put in Cherem. What does that mean? So Cherem D'Rabbeinu Gershom. So the Mefarshim point out, I heard this from Rav Shechter, that the Cherem means, what, all the things Rabbeinu Gershom said are Chidushim? Many of the elements that Rabbeinu Gershom said were already Aser, reading somebody else's mail. You're not allowed to read somebody else's mail. What, we need a Rabbeinu Gershom to tell us that? No, of course not. It was Geneva Zas beforehand. Cherem means that you should have a curse, that you should drop dead. That's what Cherem is. That's a Cherem in the Gemara, in the Rishonim. That's an added element. So Cherem is a negative word. It's a curse. It means Me'era. V'ahefech v'yem Me'era v'cherem. So Aleivim v'alsonim. So really, Charamim are connected to other nations that are evil, that don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Alkane, and therefore, says the Chinuch, now getting back to this, Ki yitzar ruach echan mehem, v'yotzi mipiv lashon klol v'cherem, al mamon v'karka osav. Therefore, if somebody ever uses that lashon on their property, oh, this is cherem. Right? They are somehow trying to separate that property from themselves. Because after all, the Jew is baruch, and cherem, that lashon, is arur, and therefore they're trying to separate. The problem is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, and you're baruch, how do you have the ability, or the authority, to get rid of it? Hodiyah akasav, she'efshel lo lo'tzi'a mirishus ha'mavorach l'rishus acha. You really can't get rid of it. Aval, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, aval mikal makom. But once we know that's the person's kavana, to separate and get it out of his rishus, you know what? Make it kodesh. Make it go back to the more natural state, even, that property should be in, and that's the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we'll talk about in the coming days, there's the concept of amirasul gavoah kemisirasul lehedyon. When I say I'm going to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, even without a ma'isa kinyan, it's like a kinyan to a hedyon. Amirasul gavoah, where does that come from, and why is that? So the Yerushalmi says, because really everything belongs to Hashem anyway. It's a kid. The whole world is a kinyan chatzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the second we are misalik and we reneg on our bailus, so then memela becomes a kadosh baruch hu. That's similar to what the chinuch is saying here. Once we use lashon of cherem, which we assume is a language, a mechanism to try to get it out from your rishus, so it goes to a kadosh baruch hu or his servants. Ra'ui lashlim chefso v'yashuv rishus adonav v'yiyeh kodesh. That's why it ends up. That's the ultimate root of why it goes back to the Beis Hamikdash or to the Kohanim, as we said before. Skip the paragraph. Umizeh asho rishu. Mashamru zecharnam levracha. Koshakol asher alviyim lekohanim. We learned in Arachin that a Levi and a Kohen are excluded from this mitzvah. Bein karka, bein metaltzlin, ein machrimin osan. Klomar, sha'afilu, amar hakoin o alevi, al sadeo shu cherem, even if they say something's a cherem, a nitfas bokla, why? Because it's memeo, they're already servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can't, if they're more mivorach in a sense, so the whole language of cherem is not shayach to them, and therefore, there's nothing to talk about, period. But as we said, this mitzvah includes all charamim, but what we'll focus on now is the cherem of the kohanim. Meaning, we paskin, as Rashi quoted one opinion, but the chinuch of the Rambam quote, stam charamim lekohanim. If I say, this table, this chair, that anything should be a cherem, it goes to the kohanim. So there's a major discussion, we'll put together a number of issues now. How much is, what's the halacha then? What's the halacha? So as we'll see, does he quote it? He quotes it coming up, but we'll say it outside first. So right when I say it's a cherem, so it's still in my house. This table is a cherem to the Kohanim. So right now, it's hektish. It has the status of hektish. Maybe there could even be me'ila by it. I have to give it to the Kohen. I can't change it. I can't exchange it. I can't be poted. I give it to the Kohen. The second the Kohen gets it, it's chulin b'yad Kohen. That's the halacha. right while it's still in my house before I give it to the Kohen, it is Hekdish. The second I give it to the Kohen, it is Chulin Biyad Kohen. So the Shaila is, when it comes to these Cherme Kohanim, how much do I look at this as a Hakdasha ending in a carbon state? Which Memela, yeah, will turn into Chulin afterwards. Or do I kind of skip that and note that this is more of a Chulin Halacha, even though it's Hekdish in the middle? There are many issues that might hinge on this question. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Test discusses, we know by Kachim, by regular Hakdasha, we have the concept of Muflas Samach Le'ish. If a boy is 12 years old, a girl is 11 years old, they're able to be Makdish, Bekdushas Peh. Could they do Charamim also? How much is Charamim Makrim connected to Hakdasha? Again, this connects to what we discussed earlier with the Mitzvah Samelach. But this is specifically a question within the Cherme Kohanim. The Eshtralis topic, says the Minchas Chinuch, in Mufla Samach Le'ish Yachola Hachrim Lakonim. Can they do that? The Eshtral, it's possible. Ze Lo Havik Chol Dover HaKadosh B'Kedushas Peh. This isn't like regular Hekdash, which they could do. Kiva Davi Chulin Biyad Kohen. Because once the Kohen gets it, it's Chulin, and therefore it's kind of like a regular Kenyan, and children are not included in regular kinyanim. Unless you hold like Baalei Tosfos, who holds Das Acheres Makne, that if somebody else could give something to them, but they can't be Makne anything. So if you focus on the result, the second step of Chulin Biyad Kohen, maybe they shouldn't be able to be Makdish. Oh, sure, or do we say no? Kiva Dahavi Kadosh Tekef, since it's immediately Kadosh, Kol Zmanshu Beveis Bailim, Havi Leke Hektish, so question one, right? How much is this machrim like hakdasha, or is it like just giving it to the chulin, to the kohen? Number one, katan. Number two, goy. What about a goy? A goy is allowed to be machdash a carbon, but is he included in this new unique category? The gamani mesupa continues the Minchas Chinuch. The efshar after marbina goyim shenodrim nedarim nedavos become akum zeh havi rak matnis kahuna. He's not included in this parsha. So what about a katan? What about a goy? Other issues. All the way at the end, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, what about Toch Kedei Dibur? We know the Rambam holds one of the exceptions to the rule, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, to Toch Kedei Dibur, that you're allowed to go retract within a couple of seconds, is Hektish. There's no Chazara, Toch Kedei Dibur by Hektish. So answer the Minchas Chinuch, does that apply by Machrim? To be hektish, toke de dibur lav kedibur dami, efshar gabi chari kohanim nami. Oh, efshar, or maybe not. Kivan de lo havi hektish, de lo mahani hare olai. There's only specific lashonos that you need to use by charamim, and an ikaro la kohanim, lo havi hektish. Vyachalachsa toke de dibur, kamaba chalatar kula. Maybe this is a chulin halacha. Retract. So katan and goy, toke de dibur, one more. Pachos mishave pruta. Pachos mishave pruta. Rashi holds, right, the Mishnah Melah quotes it, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it at the end of Shin Nun Zayin, that you can't be makdish something less than a Sheva Pruta. Hektish is not chal, unless a Sheva Pruta. So what about this case? What about Chermi Kohanim? Again, the issue behind all these related discussions are this mitzvah that we're talking about today, of Hachrama, being able to be makdish something to the Kohanim, do we say that, do you focus on the result that it's going to be chulin in their hands, or do you focus on the first step that it is first Hektish in your hands. Let's continue now. Midini HaMitzvah. Let's go back to the Chinuch. Masharim Zecharim Lavracha. Ma bin Chermi Kohanim L'Chermi Shamayim. What's the difference? So Chermi Shamayim, Hektish v'niftim b'shavyer. Chermi Shamayim, if I give something to the Bedek HaBayis, is regular Hektish, and it can be nifta, it can be redeemed based on their value. V'yivlo Adam l'Bedek HaBayis, v'yosun achasun l'chulin, you can pay for it, and it becomes chulin. V'chermi Kohanim, klomar. Cherim Stam, shu l'Kohanim, Ein lo pidyon lo olam. You can't redeem it. Ela nitanin lekohanim kitruma. You got to give it to the kohanim, as we'll talk about in the coming days. Next, ve'echad ha-machrim karko metaltalin. It doesn't matter if it's karka that you gave or metaltalin. Nitanin lekohanim. Added detail, sheba oso mishmar b'shashem achrim. You have to give it to the kohen, the set of kohanim, the group of kohanim that were working that week that you were machrim. Even if you don't get to the base of Hamikdash for a month, it goes to the group of Kohanim, the Mishmar, that were working that week. These are the key lines that I mentioned. As long as it's still in the owner's house, it's Hektish. Right, when it goes to the Kohen, it becomes Chulin. And once fascinating. Once I give a sfield, let's say, to the Kohen as a cherem, it never goes back to me. It becomes his steachusa. It's his. I was machrimit, it goes to him. That is the dinim of charamim, Kohanim versus Bedek Abayis. Finishing up, and we'll continue this Bedek Shem in the coming days, V'noheges Bezman Abayis Bezacharim Ben Akevis, this Bezman applies Bezman Abayis, Avol Bezman Azeh, as we've said, Ein Machrim, you're not supposed to be Machrim today, so you can say this doesn't apply Bezman Azeh. But if you were Avar V'Machrim, if you did it, then it does apply, as we've said. And then he goes to Rambam. The Rambam quotes, that if somebody's Machrim in Chutz La'aretz, so that Eretz has the status of Metaltalin. Has the status of Metal, does have the status of Karka, because that's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that's the only land that has the status of land. Says the Rambam, Shem Hechrim b'chutz la'aretz, Metaltalin Stam, O Karka, la'koanim b'feirish, Shem nitanim la'koanim b'nimsam b'oso makom, any bizman hazeh. The Rambam Paskins, give it, if you do a bizman hazeh, you give it to the Kohanim. Shakarka shebechutz la'aretz dino k'metaltalin linyin zeh, Karka b'chutz la'aretz hazeh metaltalin. Hechrim Karka b'Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't apply today, because, as we said before, Sadeh Haramim only applies when Yovel is knowing. But the Sadot of Chutz La'aretz have the status of Metaltalin, and therefore you have to give it to the Kohen that are around Bizman Hazeh. Okay, we'll stop here, but tomorrow, next time we'll start with the discussion of Minchas Chinuch here, and that is, you could give it to the Kohanim Bizman Hazeh. What status do Kohanim have Bizman Hazeh? They are Kohanim Muchzakim, most of them, not Miyuchasim. You don't know for sure, 100%, so really, you have to give it to the Kohanim that are around Bezman Hazeh. So that, Baruch Hashem, we'll talk about it. And the Minchas Chinuch also here gets it to Pidyon HaBen. Is it appropriate to give Pidyon HaBen money to only a Kohen Muchzak if you can't find a Kohen Miyuchas? So Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with that and other hektish issues in the coming days.